Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Sign up to our loyalty programme and reap the rewards at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Something a bit practical. So I think we all felt the turn in the season this week, didn't we? The air got a bit colder. Suddenly it's getting dark earlier and earlier. So we have help for you. Dr. Mark Rowe, GP and author of Things Your Future Self Will Thank You For. Welcome.
Thank you so much, Brendan.
So, Mark, you have roughly 10 ways for us to successfully navigate the change in the season. Your first one is that we should actually embrace the autumn, embrace the change.
I think so, Brendan. I mean, this was an idea of, you know, Celtic spirituality going back for thousands of years. The idea of the circle, the circular nature of change, the idea that change is constant, and we're constantly changing in our lives just as the seasons are too. I mean, somebody once said to me, you know, in Ireland we can have the four seasons in the one day, but, you know, there is that constancy of constant change. And there's a brilliant idea called the end of history illusion, and this is a fantastic idea put forward by a psychologist, Daniel Gilbert, which really means that, Brendan, you look back on your life over the previous 5 or 10 years and you'll appreciate just how much you've changed, just how much you've grown. But actually, you believe that right now you're the finished version of yourself, and we don't tend to appreciate that in the next 5 or 10 years going forward, we're going to change just as much.
We're not there yet. Right. Gotcha. I like it. Okay, so that's getting the mind, that's getting the mindset right then to just dance with the change and everything.
Dance with the change. I mean, we've, I think, something like 30 trillion cells in our body. And every day, billions and billions of those cells change. So we're constantly changing. And, and for me, from a health point of view, the idea becomes, well, are you going to change in a direction that can support and enhance your health and well-being, or deplete it? So I think that's a really interesting question to think about yourself.
Okay. So then, one very simple practical thing. You say get some sunlight early in the day at the moment.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you'll be familiar with seasonal affective disorder or winter blues. I mean, in my experience, it's extremely common. I mean, there's a whole variety of spectrum of it, but some people just tend to feel a bit more sluggish with the lack of daylight. And some people crave carbs, tend to put on weight, feel more irritable, socially withdrawn. It can even overlap with major depression, but it's thought to be connected to the lack of sunlight that we get as the days get shorter. And ideally, if you can get out in the morning, get some morning sun or even bright light outdoors, even on a cloudy day, Brendan, it can be several thousand LUX of light, whereas indoors it might only be 250. So a lot of us tend to suffer from what I call indooritis, just lack of natural light. Getting out in the morning, it can help reset your 24-hour body clock, known as your circadian rhythm, and that can help your sleep at night time, and it can help your mood and your energy and all those good things.
Okay, so even a few minutes, get out there in the morning. You'd say get out in nature more in general, yeah?
Oh, nature is an incredible powerhouse for our well-being. It's a great way to give yourself a brain break, to switch off the constantly worrying, over-critical mind that many of us suffer from. It's also a great way to recharge from stress, boost your mood, memory, motivation, mojo. Brilliant research has shown if you can get 2 hours in the health-enhancing environment that's nature over the entire week, that might be even getting out into the parks at the weekends.
Okay.
That's incredibly good for our well-being.
So
good
there's
for our physical
medicine,
health as well.
Medicine there on our doorstep to be had for free.
And free as well, absolutely.
Tell me about starting new micro habits and give me a few suggestions.
Well, I mean, autumn is a time of change, but it's a great way to embrace what's known as the fresh start effect, Brendan. And this is this idea that at a time of change, we're psychologically more primed to make new starts or new improvements. So a micro habit, it might be simply committing to walk for a few more minutes each day, or you might challenge to go back to, you know, college and do a new course, take up a class that involves social connection with other people, maybe dancing, which is incredibly good for our mind, maybe yoga. I was talking to a friend who has joined a choir. I mean, these things build human connection. We crave human connection, Brendan. So anything new that has novelty, curiosity, that connects us with other people can be incredibly
okay.
good for us.
And it doesn't have to be a big life-changing thing, just one little small
No, the
change.
Tiniest of things. I mean, if you want to see how a tiny thing can have a big impact, imagine walking 10 miles with a pebble in your shoe, as they say.
Okay. Listen, you mentioned there the importance of human connection. And you see, Mark, I think we can tend to be naturally more out and about in summer and there are more gatherings and all that kind of thing. You say that making plans for social activities is like extra important at this time of year.
It really is, because we're all creatures of habit and we can just kind of withdraw into our shell. And if we have a little bit of winter blues, and sure, it's wet and windy outside anyway, so why would you bother? So just literally scheduling in advance with a friend to meet for coffee or to meet some evening, it can really make the world of difference to your week. And those small little positive connections really help keep us going.
And then that feeds into another recommendation. And this is a really simple thing, but it can make a huge difference. Having little things to look forward to.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, optimism, you know, the Journal of the American Medical Association, Brendan, showed that having a sense of optimism reduces your risk of heart disease by up to 35%. And that's something we can learn. But having things to look forward to, advanced planning, the small, it just helps keep us going. It gets us out of our stuck state of worry and anxiety and frustration and can move us into something brighter in the future.
Okay, now this is all very active and doing stuff on one hand. Is it okay to get a bit more hibernate-y at this time of the year and to kind of, you know, enjoy being a bit cozy and maybe half enjoy when it starts lashing rain outside and you go, okay, I'm just going to stay in here?
I think it's more than okay. I think, look, I wouldn't try and tell anyone what they should do in their lives. We're all different. We're all unique. And whatever suits you, suits you. As Socrates once said, know yourself. But there's a lovely term in Denmark. They call it hygge time. And it's that concept of cozying up to the fire. I think in Denmark, they light candles and so on. But just that feeling of snugness, being indoor and maybe chatting with friends or even just enjoying some silent, still time in the warmth, the coziness. Naturally, we're inclined to sort of slow down a bit in winter. I think it's very normal. Every season is normal in its own right. So it's what's right for you.
And a bit of silence and a bit of stillness in the mix is always good, isn't it?
I love stillness, Brendan. That's why I really enjoy spending time in nature. That sense of stillness, creating that inner space where we can really be ourselves, where we can really recharge from stress. And in a world now where there's so much noise, there's so much busyness and so many people feel so time poor and stressed often for very genuine reasons. Mm. You know, cultivating small little moments of stillness in your day, I call them micro moments of well-being, micro moments of positivity, little moments of stillness can make a world of a difference.
Okay, on a very practical level, you say in Ireland we should be taking vitamin D from autumn to Easter.
Definitely, unless there's a very rare reason why you shouldn't medically, but for, say, 99.9% of us, vitamin D deficiency is endemic in Ireland. We don't get enough sunlight year-round to activate the vitamin D in our skin. So taking vitamin D supplementation, it's probably the one vitamin that we should be taking. Almost everything else you'll get from your food, but vitamin D you won't. So okay. I think it's a good idea now. Start your vitamin D.
Okay. And on our food, look, we all get an appetite for junk and a kind of an aversion to exercise as summer ends. You say important to keep the healthy routines around exercise and eating proper food.
If you can at all. I mean, you know, movement is medicine and every little bit of movement you can give yourself is really a gift to your physical and mental health. And as much as you can, try and eat real food. It can make the world of a difference. This time of the year, we've got the lovely harvested fresh vegetables, if you can get your hands on those. And that's a reminder, you know, where you can shop local and support the local vegetable shops as well. You know, because as the saying goes, once they're gone, they're gone. So if we can support our own local communities while we're also being better to ourselves, building better communities, I think it all helps in the longer term.
Okay, Dr. Mark Rowe, thank you very much. We'll take a break.